This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today from Jeremiah chapter 6, Leroy looks at three keys for becoming a more effective communicator of the gospel. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
If you want to be an effective communicator of the gospel, take a close look at the prophet Jeremiah. In today's passage, we find three factors that made him a dynamic spokesman for the Lord. First, Jeremiah heard the voice of God with his soul. In Jeremiah 4:19, he says, my soul, I am in anguish. Oh, my heart is pounding in me. I cannot be silent, because you have heard, O my soul, the sound of trumpet, the alarm of war. Christian, when we read the Bible, we need to ask God to speak to our hearts and to our souls. His word needs to be heard at the very depth of our being. It's not our ears that need changing, but our hearts. The second factor making Jeremiah an effective spokesman for God was that he was affected by what he heard. Jeremiah was a man whose heart was deeply moved by the word of God and by the consequences facing the people of his day as they ignored the Lord. God had issued a warning of judgment, and Jeremiah was distressed. Because he was moved, he spoke with sincerity and conviction. Now, the third factor in Jeremiah's effectiveness was the clarity and simplicity of his message. Notice his words in Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16. This is what the Lord says. Stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient paths. Ask where the good way is and walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls. Christian leader Bill Bright tells a story about walking out of a hotel and seeing a well-dressed couple meandering down the sidewalk right toward a man carrying a large sign saying, "Repent and be saved now." He dashed back into the hotel, hoping he could get to his room and back down again with a booklet explaining the gospel before this couple reached the man. The elevator was slow, and by the time he got back downstairs, this couple was standing outside the hotel talking to the man with the sign. And he overheard the woman saying, "We want to thank you for your efforts to share this message with us." Bill Bright's conclusion was that the sincerity and simplicity of this man had made a tremendous impression on this couple. And God used him. Christian, if we will hear God's word with our souls, be deeply moved by what He says, and speak a simple message of the gospel of Christ to others, God will use us too. You can count on it. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
We encourage you to write for a free copy of Going On with Christ. This booklet is designed to help you grow in your Christian faith as you study and memorize 8 key Bible verses. To receive your free copy of Going On with Christ, write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, don't curse the darkness. Light a candle. A lesson from Jeremiah chapter 7 through 10 on Daily Discipleship.